Well, good morning. Good morning to you. Good morning, everybody. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. This is Pastor Donna Evans, and you're on Trinity Talks. We have so much to talk to you about today. How was your holiday? Mother's Day was last week, and we got a chance to celebrate those in our lives that have shown goodness and kindness towards others, just have the attributes of motherhood. You know, many times it may not be a female, it may be a male that shows the attributes of nurturing, caring for others, and things like that. And so we got a chance last week to celebrate Mother's Day, and I'm thankful for that. And I had a wonderful time. I got time to spend with my family, and it was just a great big blessing. Yeah, I thank the Lord for growing us up and for showing us his ways and how he cares for us and how we're supposed to care for one another. Yeah, I got a message from the Lord, and I just want to give it to you. The title of our message today is God's Ways. God's ways. And this comes from the book of Psalm 103. The book of Psalm 103, starting with verse 7. So join me as I ask the Lord to bless this message. Father, we thank you for this time you've given us. We don't take it lightly, Lord. I just pray that you would bless this message in a special way. I pray that you would bless the hearers and the doers of your holy word. Lord, help us to be found doing your will. Help us to be found being a blessing to somebody else. And Lord, trusting that you will supply our every need each and every time. Whatever our need is, help us to not falter. Help us to not stress. Help us to not worry, but trust. And believe that you have our best interests at heart and that you will always supply our needs. Lord, we lift up those who are in hospital rooms. I pray that you would bless the hands of the physicians, bless the hands of the nurses and all the caregivers. Lord, I pray for health and wholeness and healing. And then, Lord, I pray for those who are homeless. I pray, Lord God, that you would provide shelter and homes for those that don't have it. They're laying on the streets and laying on the park benches, laying on the ground. I pray that you would provide homes. And then, Lord, I also ask you to bless those families who've lost loved ones. I pray, God, that you would bring comfort to their hearts and peace. I pray that you would bless the Smith family. I pray, Lord God, that you will watch over them. Those who've lost loved ones, oh God, I just pray that you would comfort their hearts. In this time and in the future times, Lord, I just pray that you would comfort their hearts. In Jesus' name, we thank you for all you've done and all you're doing. Help us to continue to be ambassadors. Continue to serve you in all that we say and do. In Jesus' name, amen. I want to lift up my dear friend and warrior, Patricia. May God cover you with his grace and his mercy and continue to bless you day by day by day. I pray that God will use you in a mighty way just by your presence, just by your caring. Your caring spirit. And then I also pray that there will be more Patricias. Just a beautiful person in a quiet city spreading goodness and kindness and love. And not a respecter of people. Not a respecter of, well, you got to be like this, or well, you got to be like that, or well, you got to be this. No, just care about one another. Just love on one another. Yeah, we need to do that more. Because we know what? We're more alike than we are different. We're more alike. And so, I don't know. I know we could do it. And I just want to just ask God to continue to bless Sister Patricia and those that care about those less fortunate and that care about others, their neighbor. Yeah. Their brothers and sisters, their neighbor. Yeah. The title of our message today is God's Ways. God's Ways. The message is going to be from the book of Psalm 103, verses 7 through 17. God's Ways. Let's start at verse 7. It says, He made known His ways to Moses, His deeds to the people of Israel. Okay, now here's some of His ways, okay? The Lord is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in love. Verse 9, He will not always accuse, nor will He harbor His anger forever. He does not treat us as our sins deserve, or repay us according to our iniquities. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is His love for those who fear Him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has He removed our transgressions from us. Yeah, that's beautiful right there. He's removed our transgressions. As a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear Him. For He knows how we are formed. He remembers that we are dust. And as for man, his days are like grass. He flourishes like a flower of the field. The wind blows over it, and it is gone. And its place remembers it no more. But from everlasting to everlasting, the Lord's love is with those who fear Him. I'm going to say that verse 17 again. From everlasting to everlasting, the Lord's love is with those who fear Him. Yeah. Yeah. Are you satisfied with merely knowing the acts of God? Or do you also want to know His ways? Know His character? There's a big difference. Yeah. And this difference is illustrated in the lives of His children of Israel compared to Moses. See, he knew Moses. He had a relationship with Moses. The Israelites witnessed the miracles of God performed. They walked across the Red Sea on dry land, just as Moses did. And they were content to receive God's provision without ever really knowing God themselves. Without really knowing Him. They knew of Him. Yet Moses saw beyond the provision of God to the person of God. Do you know the person of God? Have you accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior? Yeah, let's turn to Exodus. Genesis, Exodus. Exodus, the 7th chapter, verse 11 and 12. Let's just read there. Versus Genesis, then there's Exodus. Exodus, the 7th chapter, verses 11 and 12. It says, Pharaoh then summoned the wise men and sorcerers and the Egyptian magicians, also did the same thing by their secret arts. Each one threw down his staff and it became a snake. But Aaron's staff swallowed up their staffs. Yet Pharaoh's heart became hard and he would not listen to them, just as the Lord had said. See, there was a challenge between Aaron and Pharaoh's sorcerers or whatever, and Aaron's snake swallowed up the others, the Egyptian magicians. Yeah. So it was just the showing that God was provision. God was there with Aaron. Yeah. Moses wanted to experience God more. He wanted to experience God himself, not just God's activity. Some today, like the Israelites, are content with experiencing God's activity without coming to know God. And that's the crux of our message today. Do you know him as Lord and Savior? Do you know him? Let's not keep going week after week after week and not really know. Do you know him as your Lord and Savior? Answered prayer, yet they never come to know the provider. Many times God will answer your prayer, but have you accepted him? Yeah. Many people are blessed by God's providential care. Care over their families, care over their homes, care over their jobs. Yet, are they satisfied with not knowing the one from whom the blessings come from? Many times, you know, God, I know folks need jobs. They say, oh, let me go and try to get me another job. God will make a way. He'll open doors for you to get a job. You open doors, he'll make a way for you to get that raise. But do you know where it's coming from? People benefit from God's protection. All along the highways, we benefit from his protection. While we're sleeping, benefit from his protection. Yet, are you acquainted with the provider? Are you acquainted with the one that watches over you night and day and day and night? Have you come to know God more personally? Or do you just know of him? As you observe the acts of God, look beyond them to the revelation of his character. Let's look at Genesis 22 and 14. What is God's character like? Genesis 22 and 14. Okay. This was when, okay, let's start with, this is with Abraham. Abraham and his sacrifice. Remember? God told him to sacrifice. And let's start verse 6, okay? Abraham took the wood for the burnt offering and placed it on his son Isaac. And he himself carried the fire and the knife. As the two of them went on together, Isaac spoke up and said to his father Abraham, "Father, yes, my son," Abraham replied, "the fire and the wood are here," Isaac said, "but where is the lamb for the burnt offering?" Abraham answered, "God himself will provide the lamb for the burnt offering, my son." And the two of them went on together. That's what Abraham said. Verse 9, when they reached the place God had told him about, Abraham built an altar there and arranged the wood on it. He bound his son Isaac and laid him on the altar on top of the wood. Then he reached out his hand and took the knife as to slay his son. But the angel of the Lord called out to him from heaven, "Abraham, Abraham." "Here I am," he replied. Verse 12, "Do not lay a hand on the boy," he said. "Do not do anything to him. Now I know that you fear God because you have not withheld from me your son, your only son." Yep. Yeah. Verse 13, it says, Abraham looked up And there in the thicket, he saw a ram caught by its horns. He went over and took the ram and sacrificed it as a burnt offering instead of his son. Verse 14. So Abraham called the place, "The Lord will provide." And to this day it is said, "On the mountain of the Lord, it will be provided." Yeah. Do you know God? Do you know him? He have a relationship with you. Does he know you? The Israelites witnessed miracles after God, miracles God had performed. They walked across the Red Sea on dry land. They were content to receive God's provision without ever knowing God himself. Mm-hmm. Yet Moses saw beyond the provision of God to the person of God. Yeah. How many of you want to really experience God? How many want to have a relationship with God? Yeah. We know God has blessed us with this 66 books. We know of the history. We know we can read the history, how he walked with this one and walked with that one, and he blessed this one and he blessed that one. He provided this and provided that one for that one. But do we have a relationship with him? Do we know him, and does he know us? And is there a relationship there? I think it's so important that we teach our generation, our children and our children's children about the Lord, about the goodness of God. You know, people say times are changing. Yeah, they are. Time is changing. People are changing. Gonna be that way. But one thing stands the same: Jesus Christ and his love for us and his sacrifice that he made at Calvary for us. That remains the same and will always be the same. He sacrificed himself so that we might have a right to eternal life. Is that what you tell your children? Is that what you tell your children's children? And if you don't know how, then please take them to church. Help them to learn about the Word of God. And there's children's church. There's Bible study. Are you doing all you can so that your seed can know God and know his ways? Or are you satisfied with young folks, your young people, or even yourself just knowing about God? There's so much more. There's so much more that we can learn, develop, grow. His nature can be a part of us. Moses wanted to experience more. He wanted to experience God himself, not just God's activity. Some today, like the Israelites, are content to experience God's activity, his activities, without knowing God. They are the recipients of answered prayer, yet they never come to know the provider. They're blessed by God's providential care. Care over their families, care over their homes, care over their jobs. Yet they're satisfied with not knowing the one from whom the blessings come from. They benefit from God's protection. Yet they never become acquainted with the provider. Is that you? Have you ever benefited? I already know the answer. But have your children come to know who the provider is? Or is it just you taking it all on yourself? When you go out and you get that job and you get that paycheck, is it because of you and what you've done? Or is it because God enabled, God blessed, God provided? Yeah. Have you come to know God more personally as a result of your experiences with Him? As you observe the acts of God, look beyond them to the revelation of His character. Well, what is His character? We spoke about that. We spoke about that in Genesis 22, verse 14. The character of God is talks about Him as a provider. So Abraham called that place, "The Lord will provide." And to this day, that was over 2,000 years ago. And to this day, it is said, on the mountain of the Lord, it will be provided. Yeah. Let's look at John, the New Testament. John, the 6th chapter, verse 35. John, the 6th chapter, verse 35. Jesus said, "I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will never go hungry. He who believes in me will never be thirsty. But as I told you, you have seen me and still do not believe." Verse 37, all that the Father gives me will come to me, and whoever comes to me, I will never drive away. Verse 38 says, "For I have come down from heaven not to do my will, but to do the will of Him who sent me." Y'all hear that? He says, "I've come down from heaven not to do my will, but to do the will of Him who sent me. And this is the will of Him who sent me, that I shall lose none of all that He has given me, but raise them up at the last day." Yeah. "For my Father's will is that everyone who looks to the Son and believes in Him shall have eternal life. And I will raise him up at the last day." Yeah, that's coming to know. That's helping us to know the very nature of God. He sent His Son to die in our place. He sent His Son to carry the weight of our sin on Himself. He sacrificed Himself for us. Yeah. Yeah. And then I think it's so important that we teach our children and our children's children about God and God's ways and to have a relationship with Him. I don't think it's too much to just help have them just know of, but they could have a relationship with. Every week, every month we celebrate communion. How many young people know what communion is? Is it important? Is it important enough to you for you to tell it, teach it to our young folks? It's important, guys. It's important. God's ways are so important, and we go on with our life, and the months pass really fast. But do you have time to share? Do you have time to really teach our generation about God, His ways? When we take up the Lord's Supper, we say, "For I received from the Lord what I also passed on to you." The Lord Jesus, on the night He was betrayed, took bread. And when He had given thanks, He broke it and said, This is my body, which is broken for you, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Will you tell your children what that means? God's ways. In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me." What does that mean? "For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." What does it mean? And what are we teaching our young folks? And what are we doing? Are we letting weeks and weeks and months go by? Are we celebrating? Or are we celebrating us? Are we celebrating sports? Are we celebrating sales? Are we celebrating politics? What are we doing? Does teaching our young people, teaching our family members, teaching our brothers and sisters and our adults about, hey, let's really know what the Bible is about in Jesus Christ, what he did for us. The scripture says, "Therefore, whoever eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of sinning against the body and blood of the Lord. A man ought to examine himself before he eats of the bread and drinks of the cup. For anyone who eats and drinks without recognizing the body of the Lord eats and drinks judgment on himself." What does that mean? And what are we teaching our young people? What are we teaching our family? Verse 30, "That's why many among you are weak and sick, and a number of you have fallen asleep. But if we judge ourselves, we would not come under judgment. When we are judged by the Lord, we are being disciplined so that we will not be condemned with the world. So then, my brothers, so then all of us, so then you and me, when you come together to eat, wait for each other. If anyone is hungry, he should eat at home, so that when you meet together, it may not result in judgment. And when I come, I will give further directions." That's teaching. That's teaching. So it's so good for us to learn about the ways of God. But what does it mean? What does it mean when we take the Lord's Supper? What does it mean when we say that God is a provider? What does it mean when we say God is a deliverer? What does it mean when we say God will shield you, will go before you? Are we teaching it to the next generation, or are we teaching them about sports? Are we teaching them about things that's going to pass away? Or are we teaching them about the goodness and the mercy of God? Psalm 103, verse 7, he says, "He revealed his ways to Moses, his deeds to the people of Israel." It's just not supposed to be from people that know of him. It's supposed to be for us today in 2025. This is Pastor Donna Evans. You're on Trinity Talks. Help us to grow. Help us to learn more about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We're on Facebook every Sunday at 9 o'clock. And then Trinity Talks has messages on top of messages. Just type in Trinity Talks on Facebook and you can hear our messages. And we hope that you will contact the radio station and send them a donation on behalf of Trinity Talks so we can get more airtime. Your free will gifts and offerings, send them to the station, KJFF Radio, on behalf of Trinity Talks. God bless you. God keep you is my prayer. Until next time.